This is a Bikias recording from Seches Brochus, Daf Vav and Beis. Pick it up for the very top line. Amar Raven Barav Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Aragel Lovel Aves Haknesses V'Lo Bo Yomechad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo. Person who comes to shul every single day and then one day he doesn't come. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. Shenemar Mi Bachem Yerei Hashem Shomei V'Kol Avdo Asher Halach Chashokim V'Ein Noga Lo. Right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu basically says that who amongst whatever. Without getting into the pshat in the pasuk, Lamaisa they say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks for the individual. So im ledvar mitzvah holach. So once a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks if he went to do a bar mitzvah, no galo. Then it's very pleasant. It's very light, enlightening for him. It's good. Im ledvar rishus holach. But if he ditched shul just to go do something stam a rishus, ain't no galo. Then that's not very positive. Yivtach b'shem Hashem. The pasuk ends off. Yivtach b'shem Hashem. So he says, my time. What does it mean? Yiftach b'shem Hashem. Mishum dehavalei livtoch b'shem Hashem v'lo botach. Because he should have trusted in Hashem's name and he did not trust. Meaning, when he ditched shul to go do something else, it's obviously because he lacks emuno or bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what tefillah can accomplish. Otherwise, he certainly would have taken advantage of it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yisach nes v'lo matzah ba'asara miyad hu kois. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a shul where normally has a minion at such and such a time and then he doesn't find a minion, he gets angry right away. Shenemar madu abasi v'ein ish. Why did I come and there's nobody here? Anybody who has a makom kavu, a specific time for davening, next week's parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Abraham, is helping him. And when he dies, they say about him, this person is a humble person. He is an extremely righteous person. He's from the students of Avraham Avinu. How do we know that Avraham Avinu had a makom kavua for his davening, as it says in the Torah? Right, says that Avram got up early in the morning and he's to the place that he already stood there. And the Amad is past tense. Right, so we see the Lashon Amida refers to Tefillah, as we see in the Navi, in Tehillim by Pinchas. Vayamod Pinchas vaypalel. So we see that Amida is Lashon Tefillah. We call the Shmona Esrei the Amida. And Avram Avinu already stood there, so we see that he had a makom kavua, that he had a specific place that he used to go to daven. Amar Rav Chalba, Amar Rav Huna, Hayotzin Beis HaKnesses, Al Yafsi Apsi Agasa. Person who leaves shul, he shouldn't take big steps, shouldn't run out of shul. Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rav Mefik. That's when we're talking about going out of shul. Avalim Eil, mitzvah lemerai. But to go into shul, it's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, nir defa, ladas es Hashem. Hey, learn from the pasuk. You should run to get to know Hashem. Amar Rabbi Zera, Mireishki, Avachazinul Hula Rabbanon, the Karohit, the Pirka, Vishabata, Amina Kamachal, and Rabbanon Shabata. When I saw the rabbis that they would run to the shir on Shabbos, I used to say the rabbis are being Machalil Shabbos. You see from here, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. You're supposed to take normal, chilled out, small steps on Shabbos. You're not supposed to run on Shabbos. He said, and he uses such a strong term, they're being Machalil the Shabbos. So came in the Shaman Allah the Rabbi Tanchum Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. One then I heard the statement of Tanchum in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. All the Yarat Sadam with Varim Halacha Afilu b'Shabbos. Person should run to hear words of Torah even on Shabbos. Shenemar Acharei Hashem Yelechu Kariyeh Yishag. Follow after Hashem, roar like a lion. Ananami Rehitna. So I went from criticizing the rabbis who ran to the shir, and now I run to the shir. Right. So on Shabbos you're not supposed to run except to do a mitzvah to go hear words of Torah. Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera now has a couple of statements. Agra de parka riata. The main schar for the parka, for going to the shir, is the running, meaning schar halicha. Even if you don't understand the shir, at least you get to run to the shir. Amar Rabbi Agra de kala duchka. The schar for going to the archikala shir, where the balabatim would go and the Rishi Yeshiva would give shir, they didn't really understand the shir so well, but it was very crowded, and therefore, we mentioned on the previous amud with the shadim, right? It was very crowded in the shir, so the fact that they schlep themselves to a crowded shir, that already, they get tons of schar for that, even if they don't understand the shir. Amrav Rava Agra de Shmaita Svara, the main goal in learning the sugya is to understand the basic logic in the sugya. Amrav Papa Agra de Beitamya Shtikusa, right? The main schar for going to a base ovel is the silence, meaning you don't always have to have something clever and, you know, witty to say. It's enough to just remain silent and be there and be supportive. Amar Marzutra, Agra de Tanisa Tzidkasa, right? The main reward for a tainis is the tzedakah that we give. Amrav Sheshes, Agra de Hespeda Deluye, right? So the main best thing about a hesped is that it should cause crying. Amar Rav Ashi, Agra de Behilula, Mile. And the main scar for going to a wedding or a party is the celebration, the celebratory smiles and positive words that you can give over. Amar Rav Huna, Kol Mispal Achori Beis Hakneses Nikra Rasha. Anyone who davens behind a shul is considered a Rasha. Shenemar Saviv Rishoim Yishalechun, meaning that you're davening in the opposite direction. You're in the back of the shul, not inside the shul in the back, but you're in the back of the shul facing the wrong way, basically showing that you have no interest in going inside, showing that you have no interest in joining together with the tzibur. So we have a pasuk we're saying that the Rishoim, they will always go around, they'll always go in the wrong direction. Amar Abaye, Lo Amen El De Lo Mahader Ape Lebe Knishta. This is only talking about if he's not facing the shul. Avo Mahader Ape Lebe Knishta Leislin Ba. If it that doesn't apply to somebody who actually turns around and faces the shul. It's not called a rusher. He should probably go inside anyway, but he's not considered to be doing something really terrible. Hahu Gavro Dekom Matzle Achore Be Knishta. There was a particular individual who davened with his back to the shul, outside the shul. Velo Mahader Ape Lebe Knishta. He refused to turn around. Cholaf Elio. Eliyahu HaNavi passed by. Chazye, he saw him. Idmile Kitaya. He appeared to him as some type of an Arab merchant. Amar le, Kadubar Kayemes Kame Marecha Shlof Safsara Vekatle. Right, so he basically, Rashi explains what is this fancy words that he said to him. He says, you're making, Rashi says, Kadu Shte Bar Rishus Ki Haidar Mina Besuka. Oh, thank you very much. So he says, you're making it look like there are two Rishuyos out there. You're making it look like that there are two gods, meaning everyone else in there is davening to one god, and you're davening to two gods. Like we say in the Gemara, Sukkah had the Eilei Bebar. Fine. He gives an example from Masecha. Sukkah, not relevant for us right now. But he's basically saying the fact that you're facing another direction and everyone inside and in the back of the shul and the other everybody else is facing one direction inside the shul, you're making it look like you're davening to a different god altogether. And then therefore, he killed him. Let's just get that again. Sorry, somebody handed me something. It got me a little thrown off. So he says, Kadu bar kayemes kame marcha shlof safsara v'kotle. Right, so he took out a sword and he killed him. So Eliyahu HaNavi got very angry at this guy and made him pay the price. Okay. Amar Leah Humirabana Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, that one of the rabbis said to Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, Amrila Rav Bibi Bar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Some say Rav Bibi himself said it to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. My, what does it mean in the pasuk where it says Kirum Zulas Livnei Adam? Amar Leah Elu Dvarim Shalom De Berumo Shel Olam Livnei Adam Mizalzlim Bahen. It says this particular phrase, which is not, doesn't really mean this in the pasuk at all, but he says it's something that's a davar sha'ome berumo shel olam, things that stand on the edges of the earth, meaning things that are of supreme importance, and yet b'nei adam mezalzalim b'hen, people disgrace them. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, da'amri tarvayu kevan shenitztarich adam lebrios panav mishtanos kikrum. He says a different pshat. He says when a person needs help from other people, we're embarrassed to ask for help. So therefore, his face changes colors like a krum. Shenemar kirum zulus levnei adam. That's actually a little more inclined with the pashup shot, but still not the pashup shot. My kirum ki aser avdimi amar of echad yesh v'karkei hayam, v'kruchei hayam, sorry, u'krum shemo. There's a particular bird called the krum. It's out on the ocean, in the islands of the ocean. V'kevon shecham azorachas mishapech l'kama gavnin. And when the sun shines on it, it looks like it changes different color. Ravami Ravasi ha'amri damri tavayu ki'ilu nidon b'shnei. So that was the answer. Excuse me. That was what he meant when he said kirum zlus levnei adam, that a person when he has to ask for help from other people, his face changes colors. He gets red in the face like a kirum, like this bird that changes colors in the sunlight. And then he said, Ravami Ravashi, they say together ki'ilu nidon b'shtei dinim eish v'mayim. Says it's like he was judged harshly with fire and with water. Shenemar hirkavta enosh L'roshenu banu be'esh v'mayim. Right? So similarly, we learn from this pasuk that a person who goes and has to embarrass himself by showing that he needs help from others, it's like he's getting judged harshly both by Esh and by Mayim. Next little piece of Gemara. V'amrab chelbo amrab huna li'olam yehi adam zohir b'tfilas ha-mincha. Right? A person should be very careful about davening mincha. Why? Shaharei Eliyo lo nene ele b'tfilas ha-mincha. Eliyo Anavi was specifically answered when he davened mincha. Shenemar v'hi ba'alos ha-mincha v'yigash Eliyo Anavi v'yomer. Right, so this was talking about when Eliyahu HaNavi challenged the Nevi'ei HaBa'al to bring a fire down to their Mizbeach on Har HaKarmel. So it happened. When did it happen? At Mincha time. Eliyahu HaNavi, all day long, the Nevi'ei HaBa'al are calling out to their Avodah Zarah, please bring a fire. Nothing happens. At Mincha time, Eliyahu HaNavi sees it's time for me to daven. And he says, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Right, and basically he had a long, not a long, but he had a couple of psukim worth of tefillah over there, and he said, "Answer me, Hashem, answer me." Why did he repeat it twice? Aneini sheteirid esh min hashamayim. Number one, answer me that a fire should actually come down onto my mizbeach from heaven. Va'aneini shelo yomru ma'isa kashafim heyman. Please answer me as well that people shouldn't say it was some sort of sorcery, not really you, Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af betfilas arvis. He was also a person should also be careful about marav shenemar. Tikon tfilasi ktores lifanecha masas kapi minchas erev. So basically, I'm getting my tefillah ready and I'm being misader, my tefillah in front of you, like ketores masas kapi minchas erev, right? I raise my hands to you, meaning I daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the evening time. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Av Tefillah Shacharis. Shacharis is also an auspicious occasion for davening. It's a very important time to daven. Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erech La Va'atzapeh. Right, so he says also, Hashem will answer me in the morning. In the morning, I will set out my tefillahs for you, and I will await your response. So we see psukim that indicate that it's a great time to daven in the morning, great time to daven in the afternoon, great time to daven in the evening hours. That's why we daven. That's one of the many reasons why we daven shacharis, mincha, and marav. V'amrav chelbo amrav huna kol anena misu'udas chasan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolos. So a person who gets benefit from the su'uda of a chassan, he goes to a wedding and enjoys the wedding festivities, and he doesn't do anything to help the chassan rejoice, he has violated five kolos. Shenemar, kol sasan, kol simcha, kol chassan, kol kala. Right, so we kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzavakos. Right, so it says there, five times the voice of sasan, simcha, chassan, and kala, and the voice saying, let us praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the five times you have to. It's indicating you want to raise up your voice to help the chassan rejoice. But let's say he does help him rejoice. He does something nice. He dances with him. Whatever, he says nice words to him. Ma sacharo? What is his schar? So this is a little bit of machlokes between the Gemara and Jewish music. In Jewish music, there are a bunch of different songs. Like kol hamesameach chassan v'kala zocheh l'chamisha kolos. Right, it's based on this Gemara. A person is mesameach l'chassan l'kala, he's zoche to five kolos. But in reality, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It's a machlokes between the song and this Gemara. What does it say instead? If he is mesamcho, what is his reward? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, zoche le Torah, shenitna b'chamisha kolos. He is zoche to the Torah, which was given over with five different kolos. Shenemar, b'hi b'yom ha-shlishi b'yos ha-boker, right in Parshas Yisro, describes the scene at Mayim Adar Sinai. Vayhi kolo subrokim vanan kavid alhar v'kol shofar vayhi kol ha-shofar v'elokim yanena v'kol. So we see five different times. One's a double, kolos. Then we have kol another three times. So we see the Torah was given with five kolos. So the Chazal understood it, that when it talks about the kol chasen, it says five kolos. And when it talks about Matan Torah, it's five kolos. So you see that if you're mesameach the chasen and kali, you'll be zoche to Torah. Aini, is this so? V'haksi v'chola amro imes ha-kolos. Aye, it says more kolos. So what are you talking about? Is it really seven? Or maybe six? Right? So he says, not osam kolos, the kodem matan Torah havu. Those were the kolos that preceded matan Torah. Rabbi Yavo Omer, ki'ilu, so he says a different thing. If you mesameach t'chassan, it's ki'ilu hikriv toda. It's like you brought a korban toda. Shenemar mevi'im toda beis Hashem. Right, and that's the end of the pasuk of kol sasam kol simcha kol chasam kol kala. So it says specifically meviim toda beis Hashem. So it's like you brought a korban toda if you misameach the chasam and kala. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar ki ilu bana achas mechorvis Yerushalayim. It's like you rebuilt one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Shenemar Ki ashiv es shivusa aretz kabarishona amar Hashem. The end of the pasuk of Kol Sasim Kol Simcha is, I will return the land which is currently at rest like it was before, so says Hashem. Meaning we don't remember that the pasuk of Od Yishama is specifically referring to the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, and one of the things we'll see in the streets is Kol Sasim Kol Simcha Kol Chasim Kol Kal. Okay, second to last little piece of Gemara for this Amud. Avam Rav Chelbo, Am Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yerushamayim, Dvarav Nishmar. If a person has Yerushamayim, his words will be heard. Shenemar, Sof Davara Kol Nishma, Es Elokim, Yira V'Gomer. Right? In the end, when it is all heard, meaning when you sum it all up, but it specifically says, a Kol Nishma, everything will be heard. So we say, if a person has Yerushamayim, Es Elokim Yira, his words will be heard. So my Kizek Kol Adam, then the Pasuk ends off. For this is all of man. Meaning everything there is Yerushalayim and listening to Hashem's words. I created the whole world dafka for this. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Amar, Shakul Zeh Keneged Kolo Um Kulo. This was equal to the world. Meaning not that the reason I created it, but Lamaisa, it's so chashuv, it's equal to the world. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, Va'amila, Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, Omer, so either Ben Azar or Ben Zoma said, Kolon Kula Lo Nivra Ela Litzavos Lo Zeh. I only created the world to command this particular thing. Fine. Last little piece of Gemara for this. Amad Vam Rav Chelbo Amar Rav Huna Kol Sheyodeya B'Chaveiro Shehu Rogil Litin Lo Shalom. If you know that your friend always says hello to you, Yaktim Lo Shalom. You should even say hello first. Shenemar Bakesh Shalom V'Radfeyu. You should request peace and run after it. So if you're not going to sit there requesting that he says Shalom Aleichem to you, you should pursue it. You should run after it to get it from him. Vim Nasan Lo V'Lo Hichzir Nikra Gazlan. If you give Shalom and the person doesn't return it, or if he gives you Shalom and you don't return it, you're called a Gazlan, a thief. Shenemar the Atem Bi Artem Akerem Gizlas Ani Bivatecha. Right? You have, so Rashi explains, what are we talking about here? You stole from a you destroyed the vineyard and you stole from the poor man in your home. So what does that really mean? It means it's referring to a poor man. What does he have already? He just has a friendly hello. He doesn't have a lot of money. So how do you steal from an ani? As if he says Shalom Aleichem to you and you don't say Shalom Aleichem or Aleichem Shalom back or whatever. That's called stealing from an ani.